You know, life is too short to live without purpose. The Bible says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away, reads James 4 and verse 14. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? There is evidence that there is to be purpose in life, which will be the title of the lesson this morning. God has always acted on purpose. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 reads, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Read 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9. Christ had a definite purpose. He said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God, Hebrews 10 and verse 7. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3 and verse 8. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19 and verse 10. We humans, the created of God, must be here for a purpose also, to use all that God has given us. God said in the beginning, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, Genesis 1:28. But chiefly, our purpose is to have fellowship with deity. An apostle said, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, 1 John 1 and verse 3. When it comes to our purpose in life, we have many things we need to remember. God is the creator of mankind. We therefore have a God to glorify. God said, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him, Isaiah 43 and verse 7. We have a God to honor, respect, worship, and reverence. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12 and verse 28. We have a God to serve in all we do, with our body, our money, and our words. Whether therefore you eat or drink, and whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4:11. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a Savior to exalt. Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death, Philippians 1 and verse 20. We should exalt our Savior as the only hope for the lost. As the Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. We should exalt our Savior as head of the church, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, reads Ephesians 1, verses 20 and 21. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5, 23. We should exalt our Savior as supreme authority. As the Bible says, whatsoever you do in word, that is teaching, or deed, that is practice, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, that is by His authority, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, reads Colossians 3 and verse 17. We should exalt our Savior as the final judge, because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead, Acts 17:31. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a gospel to teach. Paul told Timothy, the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, 2 Timothy 2:2. The gospel is God's power to save. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Romans 1 and verse 16. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, or the engrafted gospel, which is able to save your souls, James 1 and verse 21. The gospel needs to be taught because it is profitable. All scripture, or all the gospel in its entirety, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, that is the apostles of Jesus Christ in the first century, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Read Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9. Jesus said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest, John 4:35. Many do not make opportunity, but Paul did. Paul said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you, Romans 1, 14 and 15. When it comes to purpose in life, there are many things we should remember, such as we have a world to overcome. We know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, 1 John 5 and verse 4. So to overcome the world, we must have enough faith to do what God tells us to do. To overcome the world, we must be born of God, 1 John 5:4. To be born of God has to do with being born of water, John 3, verses 3 through 5, which involves baptism. If one has overcome the world, they'll need to accept the significance of baptism in one's soul salvation. Now listen carefully as we ask a number of if questions involving baptism. If baptism saves, like the Bible says it does, 1 Peter 3:21, like the blood of Christ, Ephesians 1:7, if baptism provides remission of sins, Acts 2:38, like the blood of Christ does, Matthew 26:28, if baptism washes away sins, Acts 22:16, or cleanses, Ephesians 5:26, like the blood of Christ does, Revelations 1:5, and if baptism is in the likeness of the death, burial, and resurrection, Romans 6, 3-9, like the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, if baptism changes one's relationship, gives right to wear Christ's name, brings newness of life because of a new spiritual birth, if baptism is for sanctification, if baptism is into Christ, Romans 6:3, Galatians 3:27. And if in Christ, then a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And all spiritual blessings exist only in Christ, Ephesians 1:3, which means zero blessings outside of Christ. If baptism is into the one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. The church, Colossians 1:18, or kingdom, John 3, 3-5, of Christ, Romans 16:16. If baptism does all of these things for the soul of mankind, what is one's spiritual condition without baptism? A very sobering question to contemplate if one is truly to overcome this world. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have an influence to exercise, that we may adorn the doctrine or teaching of God our Savior in all things, Titus 2 and verse 10. We have a friend to win. The Bible says that Andrew first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is, by interpretation, a stone. John 1:41 and 42. We have a brother or sister to edify. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and follow after the things wherewith one may edify another, Romans 14 and verse 19. We have spiritual growth to achieve. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. We have a spiritual conviction to develop. Paul said, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, Philippians 3, verses 7 and 8. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a determination to enlarge. Paul said, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20, verse 24. We should have determination to stand alone and together. Paul was individually set for the defense of the gospel, Philippians 1:17. Then he said 10 verses later in Philippians 1:27, let your conversation, that is your manner of living, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, that is, in unity, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Determination requires deep abiding faith. So we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, Ephesians 6:10. Not in the power of our own might or our own arrogance. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He goes on to say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a soul to save. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. Our fleshly bodies will soon perish. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, reads Matthew 10 and verse 28. We have a few days to seek saving truth, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Again, James 4 and verse 14. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a Redeemer to meet. For our conversation or citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Philippians 3:20. Jesus often has suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time, reads Hebrews 9:26 through 28. The negligent and unprepared will meet Him. As the Bible says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day, John 12 and verse 48. Likewise, those that are prepared will meet him also. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18. When it comes to purpose in life, there are things we should remember, such as we have a preparation to make through believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized into Christ, and remaining faithful or enduring until the end. In closing, let us work at all of this with resolute purpose. In the first century, those that had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Acts 11 and verse 23. The soul that we save may be our very own soul, so we should never forget that we have purpose in life. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, Hebrews 3, verse 15. The Lord invites you and we await to assist you. So please come now while together we stand and sing.
I know not why God.